You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 205. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hi, hello, it's Marisa here. How are you? How are you out there? How are you? Are you doing pretty good? Are you hanging in like Pepita? I posted this in my stories this week. I am here. I was trying to think of the title of this week's episode, and I'm just going to say, listen, friends, if you want to change your life, this is it. And I'm going to go deeper on this topic, probably over a couple of episodes, but the reason I'm wanting to share this with you today is twofold. One, I just closed my expansive artist and welcomed the most number of new members that I've welcomed thus far. It's a true honor. I am so excited to work with all of my members. I just can't even tell you. It moves me. It moves me so much to see artists believe in themselves and begin to make progress and make more sales with their art and grow their business. And yeah, I can talk forever just on that. And the second part is that I just moments ago, I wanted to maybe capture this as a slice of life moment, closed on attending my first 2-day event virtual at this time in a mastermind, my first mastermind that I applied to be a part of and was accepted to join. And I'm also honored to be a part of this community. And if you had talked to me a couple of years ago, that wasn't even on my radar. Honestly, probably not running the Expansive Artist this long or growing the Red Dot Society, which is a more in-depth small group coaching program that I open up to for you to apply first to my members. And I also would not have a mastermind on my radar. I just didn't think of it. I didn't know I needed it or I didn't I'm without words. It's been a long couple of days of intense but fantastic learning. I just had no clue about what I'm going to share with you today. And that's not a bad thing. I'm not judging myself and definitely not judging you ever. I just wish someone had told me. You see, what happens is we get a whole lot of ideas about what it means to learn and what it means to invest in our education. And maybe even whether we're worth investing in. And maybe the biggest one is this really going to work for me? So I have a couple of things I want to say about this, and I just decided that this is what changes your life. It's reaching out to get the support you need and knowing that you are worth investing in. And I'm not just talking about business. I'm talking about in every way. I think I mentioned on one of my recent episodes that I've invested in probably 18, and I think I thought of a few more people this year alone to be guides to me. In all capacities, lots of business, lots of marketing, and lots of fitness. And now I'm welcoming the opportunity for more creativity also. And it still blows my mind that I didn't realize that this was going to be where the transformation would begin to happen in my life. I have been going at it pretty much all alone. Yes, I have really wonderful, supportive friends. But there's something that happens when you decide to, let's just talk straight, put money on the table in your, and invest in yourself to have that transaction. There's a saying that the transformation is in the transaction, and that is true. And what happens, especially with creatives, and you know, I say this with caution, with love and respect, because I don't want to hold us in the same stereotypes, but we tend to be a skeptical bunch, and we also tend to be frugal and bootstrapping, and because maybe we don't always value ourselves, our work, and our gift, we tend not to value it in others. And I mentioned last week when I shared a live with you from the week before, you cannot grow a business and expect to sell your art in this case if you are not willing to invest in and pay for other people's gifts. It just doesn't add up. So the first thing is getting really comfortable in saying you're worth investing in. And the second part of that is saying that you are really comfortable paying for that knowledge and investing in that knowledge or that support. When you connect with the right mentors in all areas of your life that you want to make improvements on, when you connect with the right communities, when you begin to believe in yourself and invest in yourself, that's when true transformation is going to happen. It's not that you can't, of course, make progress on your own and be committed and dedicated to your focus and the changes and transformations you want to make. It's just that it's very slow going, and it's also kind of lonely, because if people in your family or your close friend circle aren't quite on the same level in terms of, or perspective in terms of, the personal growth that you may want to do, you're just going to be slogging away by yourself. And what I'm here to tell you is you don't have to do that. The reason this is an amazing time is because you have access to people, the right people to connect with, and you can connect with more than one. You can learn from more than one person. You can have more than one mentor, and you have that available to you. And often, even when I'm talking about investing in yourself, at a very, very affordable rate, like never before. So what I want to talk to you about, I just want to share some guidance on really when you choose to invest in yourself and how to be a better learner. And just spending 2 consecutive days as part of a mastermind, and hours and hours and hours before then on calls and coaching calls, I am learning to become a better learner. So one of the reasons that I want to go into a few tips with you here is to say it's really disheartening to me and sad to me when people come, and specifically in my world, artists come and they say, understandably so, like, how do I know this is going to work for me? How do I know that this investment is going to make the difference? And in essence, you know, if you're new to me, which I met a lot of new people in the past couple of weeks, I introduced myself, my work, the expansive artist to them. How do I know that you're going to help me? And what I want to suggest to you right away is to say that those underneath those questions is about your trust in yourself. So I just suggested to you that the way that your life is going to transform is by investing in your growth. Right? You fill in the blank with whatever that is for you at this time in your life, but you're willing to do that. And what that says, what's beneath that, is that when you make those investments, it's actually saying more about your belief in yourself. I just want you to take that in for a minute, because what I notice is that I went through this too. So I've gone through my own progression as a learner. I don't even know. I guess you could call it a student. I guess, yes, there is that word. As a student, I've gone through my own progression. And there's a stage there. And I was talking with someone yesterday, sharing some thoughts with her. You know who you are. This is your secret message within the podcast. Reminding her she was going to leave a program that she was a part of. And I heard every reason why. And I knew exactly that the reasons why were based upon her not holding a commitment to herself. So you might be saying, wait, Marisa, you're talking about investing in other people and mentors and guidance, but now you're talking about me. Yes. It's not that you're not going to get amazing things from the people you invest in. Yes, that is an end goal. But it's not going to happen without you. It's not going to happen without your part in that process. And it's not going to happen without your belief and trust in yourself and what's possible. Because guess what happens if you don't have that in place or grow to have it in place? Might not be there yet, but you might be listening to this and suddenly become aware and you could say, okay, Marisa, I'm willing to be open. What happens is you start blaming everyone else for your lack of belief in yourself. No mentor can guarantee you results ever. That's always going to be up to you. So do not invest in anyone expecting them to do the work for you. That doesn't happen. And the people who are getting the results in programs that you invest in, they're doing the work. They're showing up. I know. I've been a student long enough, I see it happening. So you don't get to blame others. And when you find that you are, I want you to take a beat and say, where am I not trusting myself in this process? Because last year at this time, I think I talked about it, I invested in myself at a higher rate than I had before. Super uncomfortable, stretched me way out of my comfort zone. And every month when the payment went through, I thought, oh my goodness, can I do it? And I would mentally think of ways to cancel. Like I knew I could, I didn't want to, I had made a year commitment. You know, integrity matters to me. I take that seriously. But I also knew if something came up that it would be okay. Of course, I could make a different choice. But I knew every time that feeling came up that I would essentially be saying that I didn't believe that I could accomplish what that investment signified for me. I knew that. I knew I was giving up on me. In fact, I probably shared this with you. That was the turning point in that decision-making process for me, was 1 year later, where will I be? And will I feel as if I didn't believe in myself enough to make this investment? And the answer was yes. And a year later, I'm now at a next level of that investment. And a year later, that was one investment that changed so much for me. And I made more than that investment back within that span of time, even quicker. So it was about me and my commitment to me. You know, a lot of times we think about investing in a business, right? If you were going to partner with someone in a business venture, well, you are that business venture. I'm going to speak specifically to business right now. But this has to do with your body too. You know, if you're investing in fitness and you're investing in your future self, you're investing in the health and well-being of your body. If you're investing in art classes, you are investing in the future of your creativity. It's all very powerful. It's a powerful statement that you are making to yourself. Take everyone else out of the equation. It's between you and you. And now let's just talk about when you do that. So the first thing is, again, believe in yourself that you are worth the investment and be willing to make that investment. Know that when you put money into that transaction, that it's going to have a much more profound and powerful effect. Not that you can't gain massive benefit from learning something for free, of course, but it's only going to compound when you actually invest in it. And then when you go to blame, number two, when you go to blame anyone that you're investing in or with, or know that that's more likely about you, you'll also have a tendency to want to pick apart the program. And I'm not suggesting that certainly you can find a better fitting program or mentor at different times. And hopefully nobody listening to this podcast is getting duped in any way. I think it becomes pretty clear at this point. Most people have a track record. You can probably trust that. It's going to be pretty difficult to be slimy sleazy in this day and age, in specific industries. Oh my gosh. Clearly you can get away with that. That's a conversation for another day. But I'm saying you can do your due diligence to find out if this is the right person for you. And look, if you're in something where it isn't, it's just more information for you and clarity for what you need. So always go in looking for one big idea. So that would be number three. When you choose to make your investment, you just need one big idea. It's not about trying to get everything out of it. Just look for your big takeaway. And sometimes it's a big takeaway about what you want more of and what you want less of. And then once you're in, be open and be coachable to whatever capacity. You said you want support and guidance from the person you're investing in. Accept it. Receive it. Don't go in arguing. Don't go in arguing for your limitations. I had some early members back in the day. They would not be members in my membership at this stage. It was absurd how much arguing for your limitations there was. And that is not something that I will tolerate. You're just getting in your own way. You, again, asked for support, and instead of receive it, and you can still decide to do what's right for you. No one's telling you it has to only be this way. But when you enter into a learning environment as the student, the receiver, be open, be coachable. I heard from my mentor again today. I've heard this before. Stay curious. Stay curious. You don't have all the answers. That's why you agreed to join. And I love this one. Go in also expecting to give more than you receive, especially if you're part of a community, to really lean in and support the community, whether that's within courses or a membership. And even if that's not the environment that you're in, just going in with the intention of how you could, you know, I'm taking a lot of virtual fitness classes, like, how could you just mentally, energetically, and when we can come back in person, support the people in the room next to you who are taking classes with you? It's an arrival of energy that you come in with. It's being open, being coachable, being giving, and then also being open to receive on the reverse of that. But how can you support yourself? And lastly, just to talk about picking mentors. I've touched upon this a little bit, but just pick mentors who light you up and reflect back to you your strength, your power, your ability to trust your own intuition and guidance, and to reflect back more than what you think is possible for you. I just think that's really, really beautiful, and that's what they're there for. Whether that's in your art, I'm going to talk about, whether that's in your fitness levels, whether that's in your business, what is that? That they will reflect back to you your abilities to become more. And I just want to remind you and circle all the way back. Well, two other quick student tips. Ask better questions, and I'm learning this one too. Not a lot of backstory is always necessary. Not a lot of backstory. Just two tips when you're communicating within groups. It's not necessary to give everybody everything. So you realize as you become a better student, you really do get better results when you know why you're there and you start getting very specific about the questions you ask. And I realize that that is a skill in itself. But you can see how that ties into being open, coachable, giving more than you receive. It's all part of the same. Because when you're thinking about asking better questions and not giving a lot of backstory, you are in essence also supporting the space where you're asking the question, because your question often benefits someone else. So it's really arriving with an energy that is light and beaming and not blaming, not closed off, not stubborn, not arguing for your limitations, not competitive, but truly having joy with what it is that you are learning. And like I said, now I'll bring it all the way back to trust yourself. Expect the best for yourself, and that where you want to go, you will get there. And that all of the paths that you choose, all of the mentors you work with, if you've taken multiple courses or already made investments in yourself, and maybe they didn't quite turn out the way that you hoped, ask yourself these questions. Were you really believing in yourself and trusting yourself, or were you expecting someone to do all of that for you? And then realize that today is a new day. I heard this beautiful quote that was brought up in our mastermind. Don't let your past experiences hold your future hostage. So if you've done some of what I've talked about, it's okay. I just shared with you, this has been a learning curve for me. A, to just even realize that investing in my life to this degree would create transformation at a much swifter rate. And B, to show up as a light being and an open learner and a student who is appreciative, not sitting with arms crossed and skeptical. And I have been, maybe not so hardcore that person, but I've been that person. So I know, and that's how I'm able to recognize it in others. It's not about the people you're working with, friends. I always qualify everything, maybe on the rare exception. It's about you. It's about you and your belief in yourself. And sometimes reaching out to get the support in others and to make that investment in yourself is going to help you. It's going to connect the dots faster than you believing in yourself. And that's really what we're here for. That's what I'm here for with the expansive artists, to reflect back to them what's possible for them. And at the end of the day, it's up to each and every one of the expansive artists to make that choice for themselves. And I spoke a lot about this metaphor. I will close on this metaphor. Think about popcorn. And you know how popcorn, I use a hot air popper, but Peter loves it because the popcorn blows all over the floor sometimes and she gets some extra popcorn. It's really interesting to me. It's so fascinating, really. Get ready for this. But it pops at different times, right? And the reason that I'm laughing about that is because with the hot air popper, there is always one little kernel that waits till the machine is off and pops. Always. I wait until the very end to make sure they all pop. And there's one little fella that hangs on until the end. The machine is off and they pop. And what I'm saying is your kernel will pop when it's ready. So it's not about that. Your timing is your timing. Just don't give up. Just trust yourself. And if you feel like you are unable to commit to investments or investing in yourself or commit to programs that you're a part of, just ask yourself, where are you not trusting what's possible for you? Where are you not believing in that? All right, friends, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. I have more always that I can't wait to share with you. Partly why? Because I'm out there learning. I'm out there getting fed every single day by incredible people. I really wish I had not had my head in the sand so long, but maybe I will be able to save you from that same choice of just doing it all yourself, arguing for everything you already know, and believing that you're not worth the investment and you don't need it. Everyone can use it. Everyone can. That's how we grow. That's how we change. That's how we transform. That's how our life gets better. It's really fun to do it with others who get that too. Wishing you a beautiful, creative week. I'm coming back to my painting. I posted on Instagram today. Calm Skies is underway and I'm oil painting. And get ready because I'm going to give you a heads up. So DM me if you hear this. Alyssa and I are hosting another floral design and painting workshop. It's going to be wonderful. And so I'm working on some floral pieces as well. And did I mention already oil painting? Yes. So excited. Listen, one more thought for you. I encourage you, especially here in the US, to do as much as you can. I'm going to be bringing you what I hope to be always some thoughtful pieces to guide you in this time. We're looking for more calm, joy, peace, grounding. Just want to share more with you over the next few weeks with ideas on how to tap into that. It's certainly a very restless, chaotic, can be time. And I just want to support you in finding more inner peace. So I will be back with more thoughts on that. And yes. Until next time, friends, thank you for listening. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. I appreciate you again. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. I really want to acknowledge that podcasts do count as learning. They sure do. So if you are a loyal listener, I thank you. I'm always honored to be in your ear, and I celebrate you for investing your time also in learning and growing. And yep, we are officially at the end of the day. I'm going to sign off. And yet again, until next time, friends, have a wonderful creative week.